This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, we're going to discuss part two of the 1970s rivalry between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Oakland Raiders. After playing that historic game in Pittsburgh in December 1972, the Raiders didn't have to wait too long to try and even things up. On November 11th, 1973, they played the Steelers again, this time at home. But they lost once again, 17-9, as Daryl LaMonica threw four interceptions to seal the defeat. The two teams met again in the playoffs on December 22, 1973 in Oakland. This time the Raiders got revenge, winning easily 33-14. Oakland gained 232 yards rushing against the Steel Curtain defense. Pittsburgh rushed for only 65 yards. On September 29, 1974, the Raiders humiliated the Steelers 17-0 in Pittsburgh. The Steelers vowed revenge. 3 months later, they got their chance. For the third year in a row, the two teams met in the postseason. This time, it was in the AFC Championship game. Pittsburgh got there by beating the Buffalo Bills. The Raiders arrive with fanfare, disposing of the defending Super Bowl champion, Miami Dolphins, in one of the most thrilling playoff games ever played. With the Dolphins out of the picture, many fans and experts predicted that the Raiders would win their first Super Bowl. They had good reasons to think that way, too. Oakland boasted a 13-2 record going into the championship game, and they had just beaten the team that had won the last two Super Bowls. For their part, the Steelers were tired of hearing how great these Raiders were. Game day arrived on December 29th. The game, played in Oakland this time, was another hard-hitting defensive battle. The Raiders led 10-3 after three quarters, but then, inexplicably, Oakland's defense collapsed in the fourth quarter. Franco Harris gained 111 yards, and Rocky Blyer added 98 yards. The Steelers won 24-13 and went on to win the Super Bowl. The teams met again in the 1975 AFC Championship. The bad blood got thicker after Steelers coach Chuck Knoll accused Raiders owner Al Davis of sending spies to the Steelers' practices. On game day, Davis accused Knoll of allowing the artificial turf at Three Rivers Stadium to freeze. Davis saw it as a tactic to slow down Cliff Branch, the Raiders' speedy wide receiver. The game time temperature that day was just 15 degrees. It was another defensive battle. The Steelers led 3-0 after three quarters, and once again, most of the scoring came in the last stanza. With the Steelers leading 16-10, and with only 9 seconds remaining, the Raiders recovered an onside kick and drove to the Steelers' 15-yard line as time expired. It was another hard-hitting, ugly game. There were 12 turnovers and numerous cheap shots, including a blow to the head that resulted in a concussion for Lynn Swann, courtesy of Oakland defensive back George Atkinson. Teammate Joe Green carried Swann off the field. Swann got the last laugh, though. Pittsburgh went on to win its second Super Bowl, and Swann was named the game's MVP. And this fierce rivalry wasn't over. 8 months later, the two teams met again, this time in the 1976 season opener. No defensive-minded or one-sided game was this. Pittsburgh had a comfortable 28-14 lead in the fourth quarter when the Raiders came storming back to win 31-18. But like so many of these Raiders-Steelers contests, the game featured smash-mouth play. There were 17 penalties and many big hits and cheap shots. George Atkinson was back at it again. He delivered a forearm to the back of Lynn Swann's head in a play that was away from the action. A cheap shot with the intent to injure, Swann suffered another concussion. The hit so infuriated Steelers coach Chuck Knoll that he called the Raiders the criminal element of the NFL. But in truth, the Steelers were no choir boys either. Earlier in the game, Mel Blunt picked up the Raiders' diminutive receiver, Cliff Branch, and dropped him on his head. 4 months later, the teams met again in Oakland. It was the fifth year in a row that the two sides had played each other in the postseason. The Raiders won 24-7 and a prelude to winning their first of three Super Bowls. Some people believe the score would have been a lot closer, or that the Steelers might have won that game if their starting running backs Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer had played. Both players were unable to play due to injuries. But a regular season rematch 9 months later at Three River Stadium dispelled that belief. Oakland prevailed again, 16-7. And held Harris and Blyer to a combined 87 yards rushing. The two teams didn't meet again until September 1980. The Raiders won 45-34 that day, but by then the rivalry had lost its luster. For all intent and purposes, the fiercely contested six-year war ended. But make no mistake about it, from 1972 to 1977, there were few rivalries as intense as the Raiders versus Steelers. It's etched in the NFL lore, never to be forgotten, always to be honored.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.